Goodman narrated comedy about Whitey Ball, which features a look at how the St. Louis Cardinals of the 80s played a style that no team has played before or since, and includes dozens of interviews with broadcasters and players and highlights from that decade in which the Cardinals made three World Series appearances. The documentary is not called Whitey Ball, but it's about Whitey Ball, and it's tonight at 7 o'clock on the Major League Baseball Network, narrated by John Goodman. News, weather, traffic, and sports in this 5 o'clock hour is brought to you in part by Schnucks. Eating healthy is only one part of the equation. Getting active has a big impact on making you feel great, so Schnucks invites you to join the Schnucks Step Challenge. The Step Challenge is a game app that takes you on a fitness journey with 9 fun and engaging milestones to achieve. You can win Schnucks Rewards points if you're a Schnucks Rewards member. Everyone who finishes the journey will receive 1,000 Schnucks Rewards points, and 10 winners who complete the journey will win 50,000 Schnucks Rewards points. Just text the word STEPS, S-T-E-P-S, text the word STEPS to the following 5-digit number, 27126. That's 27126 to take your first step on your fitness journey with Schnucks. From the 590 The Fan KFNS studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number 3 of the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
SSM Health welcomes the St. Louis Golf Expo February 7th through 9th at the St. Charles Convention Center. Get a record 27 rounds of golf and Top Golf credit at the door while it lasts. Presented by the Post-Dispatch, shop golf sales, VIP passes, and info at stlgolfexpo.com.
Cam Jansen here to tell you about the Corner Pub, the best place for dinner, drinks, and my favorite thing in the world, gluten.
Kim, you still don't know what gluten is, do you?
Nope. So I'm going to leave this one up to you, Hannah Ray Yates.
Get down to the Corner Pub for the best tasting, most creative gluten-free menu in the city. Cauliflower Parmesan bites, chicken wings, flour-free pizza, and even ice cream sandwiches. It's all gluten-free and it's delicious.
The Corner Pub at 15824 Fountain Plaza Drive and 13645 Big Bend Road.
The T.R. Hughes 590 The Fan Super Bowl coverage will bring you week-long shows from Miami and powered by Munganass Dalton Toyota as the Chiefs prepare to play the 49ers. I'm Howard Balzer. Joe Roderick and I will have all the news, interviews, and expert analysis live during Super Bowl week and concluding just hours before kickoff. Tune into the T.R. Hughes 590 The Fan Super Bowl coverage at 6 p.m. each day. It's all brought to you in part by Liquid Spirits, Western Illinois University, and Pro Cryo Plus.
Missing that extra kick in your step these days? Then it's time to give U.S. Men's Medical Center a call for the newest and most affordable testosterone replacement therapy. This is safe with most existing medical conditions, and they will do comprehensive exam and lab work to determine if there are any problems. They accept all insurance, including Medicare. Schedule an appointment online at usmensmedicalcenter.com. Give them a call at 636-244-5333 or visit their office at 303 Jungerman Road, Suite B in St. Peter's.
Each summer, Midwest Children's Burn Camp assists youth burn survivors, and now you can help too. Each time the St. Louis Blues score a power play goal during the 2020 regular season, Ameren, Missouri will donate $500 to one local kids' charity to help kids achieve their goal. From now until January 31st, go to AmerenMissouri.com/blues to vote for Midwest Children's Burn Camp. Vote today and help the kids score big this month. Biggie's Restaurant and Bar has been a staple of the community for over 27 years. At Biggie's, they pride themselves on service and great food. They make all of their dressings, marinades, and pasta sauces in-house. Biggie's is famous for their garlic cheese bread, steak sandwich, and their homemade white French dressing. Come in every Tuesday and Thursday for barbecue pork steaks, and every Thursday and Sunday for Biggie's famous fried chicken. Located at 3332 Watson Road, check them out online at biggiesrestaurant.com.
We are 135,000 members strong, lifting local for 35 years. We are more than a gym membership, with more St. Louis locations than anyone. We are your neighbors, friends, and family, investing in our community for healthier, happier lives. We welcome every dream, every goal, every body. We are Club Fitness. Our offer is now extended. Join by January 31st for $10 a month with no contract or free enrollment. List local and make a difference in your life and our community.
At Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, our mission is to provide our fans, racers, and sponsors with a first-class and up-close personal racing experience. This includes unprecedented access to drag strip, the oval, the road racing track, and a nationally sanctioned karting track, plus special events such as concerts and corporate functions for year-round activities. And it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit wwtraceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
For 50 years, Newsetters has been a staple in the St. Louis community. Through a Stanley Cup victory, countless birthdays, anniversaries, and engagements, Newsetters Fine Jewelry has been there. We welcome you to join us in celebrating our anniversary at our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or online at wowdiamonds.com.
Catherine Smith. I assume her name is Catherine. Belt it out. We're losing our patriotism in this country. We're doing our part to put it back where it belongs. Ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime.
Ma, it's a bit early, Bill.
Idiots. That ended a year ago.
Yeah. Sad day, radio history.
Idiots and brilliant.
Ma.
Idiots and
when
brilliant.
I said ma, Siri came
whiskey
on.
Whiskey sour.
Oh. Wait, go, Dan. Siri came on and said, what is your mother's name?
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 28th edition of Pinions Playhouse. Please don't consider what you just heard in any way symbolic or any form of what we'll be doing later. The rest of the Playhouse will be much more entertaining and is stupid. Yeah. We welcome you aboard. We're brought to you by Brinton Vision. We have a Sandy update. Dan's girlfriend, Sandy, is a patient now at Brinton Vision that's had her life changed, as mine was, by Dr. Jason Brinton. We'll talk about that, bring you up to date. But first, let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board. People say, why does he sound so funny? And why, when he says the word C-A-N-T, does it sound very similar and almost like another word that we're not supposed to say? Well, folks, that's because for 19 years he lived in Great Britain. 10 of those he lived in Birmingham, England. Yes, he is Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
In the house, not on the road. Didn't get up, jump in the car, and go northbound, southbound, westbound, or...
in the movie store porn room.
Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
I look through the bulletproof glass, and I see that Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. With over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, right now you can open your kids a youth account where they can get money or movie tickets for A's on their report card.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Woo-hoo! First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Former night cook at Denny's, former door-to-door knife salesman, former beer vendor, former roller rink DJ, and so much more. But today, he's head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. He's in charge of resetting, setting, and then resetting our digital clock. Let's just check that time. It is 5:19:05, 5:19:06, 5:19:07, 5:19:08, 5:19:10, and that's exactly the time that's on the U.S. Naval Observatory clock. The guy I'm about to introduce to you is in charge of that. He's also our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood. Oh, and one other thing. Like the late James Garner, who played Jim Rockford in the Rockford Files. This man is also a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And my favorite story I researched today is that KFC, otherwise known as Kentucky Fried Chicken,
is installing wire fences on its counters to protect its to protect its staff from customer attacks in the most dangerous Kentucky Fried Chicken in the entire world, and it is located in the city of Birmingham, England.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Nah, he's been
like
on
chicken
it.
Wire.
It's like in the ghetto of Birmingham.
Is it in Cape Hill by any chance? Because there was one in Cape Hill that had the you know, the plastic Perspex windows. They had that over the counter.
Chelmsley Wood.
Oh my God, Chelmsley Wood. Yeah, that makes sense.
Is that a real story?
Yeah, real story.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they kept getting robbed.
Well, now I know why, Limey, I know why you got out of there. Mm-hmm. So you could eat at a KFC in peace, for goodness sake.
Pretty much.
They made the bars 1/16 of an inch wider than the buckets so they could get the buckets through the bars out to the customers.
Yep.
Dan, show everybody a 16th of an inch.
Close your eyes.
There you go. That's not much. Oh, yeah. Not much.
Like to say hello and thank you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. They'd love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on the lot. Over 800 total new and used cars on the lot. They can get you financed, too. If your bank says no, their banks say yes. Give them a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24/7 at Londoff.com. And whether you call them or email them, please make sure you let them know your AM and the PM. Find new roads at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security.
Hebe, you are the best, and you're always in a good mood.
Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Dan.
And a couple nights ago, I had some really good chili. Good chili to me means not real watery, lots of chunks of ground beef, a few beans, and some onions, and if they don't put onions, then a lot of people put onions in it themselves. And one thing that people do, and every time I think about it, it's too late because I already have the chili and I don't have this stuff at home. And it's shredded. You know
cheese.
What it is?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And maybe throw it in the microwave and just kind of melt that cheese a little bit on that
cheese.
That's right, rat boy.
So next time I'll have to try to remember to get not just the chili, but you know, some shredded cheese to put on it.
Cheese.
So, that's right, Rad Boy.
Would you please give it up and show your appreciation and your love for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah.
Frankie asked about Kate Smith. Her name is Catherine Elizabeth Smith, and I didn't know this. She is known as the First Lady of Radio.
I didn't know that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I know that the first lady of country music was Tammy Wynette, and the queen of country music was Loretta Lynn. Do other genres of music have titles like Elvis, the king of rock and roll? What about, is there the king or queen of rap or something?
No, it was Ozzy Osbourne. He was the prince of darkness.
Okay, prince of darkness. Mm-hmm. There's one. Well, we're brought to you by Brinton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N, the name because of Dr. Jason Brinton, but the whole staff is incredible. One of the patients, in addition to me, is Dan's girlfriend, Sandy. And now here with an update, let's go live to Dan's studio. Dan?
Thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
We went to Brinton Vision today, this morning, and she had the second of three adjustments. What she had done is light adjustment lens replacement, and it's a brand new procedure. And
I always like to make sure we get this in and not forget it, because it's the number one question people always have. Ooh, your eyes. Did it hurt?
No, it did not hurt.
Of course not.
No, it didn't hurt her at all. But she, they were adjusting things today, and it was like crazy. And she had some questions because it takes a while. Like, if you have LASIK, we were talking to some guy in the lobby today that had LASIK, and he said within, like, 24 hours, his eyes, his vision was, like, perfect. He walked away. It was, like, crazy how good it was. So this takes a longer period of time, and they can adjust the lenses in the eyes that they put in. And that's what they did today. And then we'll have probably the final adjustment next week. And we'll actually miss going in there. We told them that today. It's like, we're going to miss coming in.
Now, you know what? Here, let's just think about that for a second. I didn't tell you to say that. You're not getting paid to talk about them. She didn't get any kind of discount on her procedure.
No.
And to say that you're going to miss going there, there are not many people
who can say, I don't miss going to the doctor. I don't care what kind of doctor it is, but that is true in this case. I would actually miss going to Ballast Dental Care, too. And I'm gonna go back to Brenton Vision because I want to ask him about maybe a fine-tuning if it could be done to one I have, but I really don't care if they can't do it because I have so close to perfect vision it doesn't matter. 20/20 in one and 20/30 in the other, that's pretty close to perfect. But in her case, her world is already changed.
Oh, yeah. We saw Dr. Stephen Tersigny did the light adjustment today. And we also saw Dr. Chestnut, and everybody in there is tremendous. It's so awesome. And then they have the best coffee I've ever tasted.
Ooh.
It's crazy. So now I'm going to get the coffee. They told me what kind of coffee they get, so I'm going to get it.
Clipper by any chance?
No, it's not Clipper coffee, but it is on a Keurig. It's they use a Keurig, and it's called Donut Shop.
That's what we have in my house.
Is it?
No. We use Donut Shop coffee in the Keurig machine in our house. We love it.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't drink coffee, but I do. My daughter-in-law does. And then my daughter lives with us, and she drinks coffee every morning. I don't every morning. But that's exactly the coffee that we have. And it is good coffee.
And they bring a little menu out to you, and they'll give you, like, soda. They'll give you water. They'll give you coffee, tea. They have all these flavored teas. They have a trail mix and different things to snack on and stuff. And
yeah, what doctor's office?
I know.
How many doctor's offices do that? Not many.
No, it's really
it's an incredible
there.
Place. But nobody, look, folks, we know nobody's going to go to an ophthalmologist because they have snacks. But it's just a little perk. It's part of what makes that whole atmosphere so comfortable. And the other thing is, I realize most people think going to any doctor is scary, especially when you're talking about your eyes. No, not here. Look, I've been in his office more than once, and I never heard anybody wincing or screaming, "Ooh, ouch!" No, it doesn't happen. You got to stop thinking of anything that has to do with your eyes as the equivalent of somebody poking you in the eye. It's not. This stuff is all done now with lasers or lights and whatever, and it's actually an incredible experience. It's kind of like going to some kind of science museum or experiment or something. Like you're looking into the future. And when you do look into the future, we'll look into it with 20/20 vision, hopefully. And good luck to Sandy, even though she already knows this is beyond successful.
Oh, yeah.
They're just going to make it. They're not happy till it's the very best it can possibly be.
Oh, no, they ask you questions. They asked her questions from the time that we walked in, started asking her how everything was going and all this other stuff. And the amazing thing is that when you walk in, they go, "Hi, Sandy. Hi, Dan. How are you?" Then other people walk in and they go, "Hi, Bob. Hi, Steve. How are you? Hi, Kathy." And they know everybody's name when they walk in.
Were those actually the names of the people that were there when you were there?
Yeah.
Bob and Kathy and
yeah.
Steve?
Well, yeah, it
even
was.
Even you remember their
yeah,
names.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good. Well, that's it, folks. I can't add much to that. Brenton Vision, they're in Creve Coeur on North New Ballast Road. 314-375-2020, and I'm talking to everyone out there listening who wears glasses. Not necessarily just not reading glasses, but I'm talking about glasses because you're farsighted or nearsighted and you'd like to get rid of them. Contacts, glasses. We know about LASIK, yes, very familiar with LASIK. They perform LASIK, but so many of you are candidates and don't know it for one of the six other vision correction procedures that Dr. Brenton and his staff do. 314, again, 375-2020, or Brenton, that's Brinton, BrintonVision.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita.
And he's with us today.
Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Madawa,
courtesy of Window World. Number one. They're number one. They're number one. And they are. Number one seller of replacement windows in the country. Find out more at windowworldst.louis.com. Give it up, please, for Bill Cleveland. I don't know if I've ever known of anyone who had as loyal a following as you do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Always there, all five of them.
Don't think
always
I don't notice.
How are you?
And there's four, not five.
Oh, sorry, how you doing?
I am well. Hang on a second.
Excuse me.
Light a candle.
I like to get that out of the way early. Before I do my segment, I have to mention something. I don't
I don't remember dreams very often. You do remember your dreams? Unless I write it down or I actually say, like, speak out loud what has happened so that I remember in my... Otherwise, it's just gone. Like, you know, 5 minutes after I wake up, they're gone. But this... last night, I had this just, I think, is a bizarre dream. I was teaching...
Got some?
No.
That would be bizarre.
I was teaching Celine Dion how to play pickleball. And that's not a euphemism for anything.
But so hang on a second. Celine Dion, does she get one?
No.
No?
She's a skeleton.
Is it because she's Canadian?
It's because she turned into a skeleton.
Oh, all right.
Did she finally figure out it wasn't a pickle?
No, it was weird.
It was a baby Gershon.
I have to tell you something. No, that is a bizarre dream. I'm a vivid dreamer. That is out there. Celine Dion and pickleball.
I was at, I guess, some recplex or something and with some friends or whatever, and then I just peeked over this. It wasn't really a wall, but some sort of like a barrier, and I looked over, and it was Celine Dion, a friend of mine named Jason, and two other people. I have no idea who they were, but I noticed that they were playing pickleball with like these spatula-looking things, which is not how you play pickleball. So I went and I got a few extra paddles, and I walked over, and I said, here, let me show you how you're supposed to be playing pickleball. And all Celine Dion, I said to Celine Dion, I said, well, how do you like being in St. Louis? And she said, I'd rather be at the beach. And that was the only thing I remember from the dream.
I love dreams, and I wish there'd be a way to dissect and figure out what they mean, but there's not.
No.
There are these people who scam you and tell you they can interpret dreams. No, they can't. But isn't that weird? Had you just heard an album before?
Well, you know, so that's what I was going to say. So when I do have dreams, usually it is about the last thing that I've read about, maybe online, or, you know, if I'm thinking, oh, there's Celine Dion now.
God.
I'm not a Celine Dion fan. I had not listened to her music. It was just totally random and out of the blue. I don't know why that happened.
Isn't this the theme song of Pickleball, the movie?
No, it's Titanic, I think.
She's probably one of like the five best singers ever in the world.
She's a good singer.
She really is. She's a fantastic singer. So, but
I'm with you. If in the afterlife you get a chance to ask a question, like, but one of the things that I would ask is, why do we dream, and why do we dream the way that we do?
That's a great question. Unfortunately, we'll never get the answer. But if anybody would like it, it's me. I've talked to people about dreaming, and from what I gather, nobody dreams like I do. Man, it's like going to the movies every night.
And do you ever try to go back to sleep and pick up where the dream left off?
Usually you can't do it. I can't, but I have. But when you try, usually it doesn't work.
Yeah, they're bizarre. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. It was pretty strange. Yeah.
No, that's a good. I like that story.
Yeah. So today is National Plan for Vacation Day, and so not necessarily a very exciting topic, like we normally do or try to do. But
we can make it exciting because it's also International Kazoo Day. So plan a vacation and take your kazoo.
Yeah. Oh man. Just no road trips with the kazoo, thank you. But I'll just mention this because I think... Oh, my God. Why? Why even
bother? You gotta love him.
Oh, my God.
You gotta love it.
Just no road trips with Dan.
Yeah.
That was the kazoo.
That was Frank.
That was Frank.
That was me.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
That was me. So
I mentioned this because it is important. And when I tell you these statistics, you'll be stunned. Maybe you won't be stunned. So last year... There were, this is across the country, across the United States, 768 million unused vacation days by American workers.
Idiots.
So these are people who have vacation coming to them and they do not use them.
No, that's a mistake.
And some of those days get, you know, you can keep some of them. I think a lot of people have a plan where you can keep some, but a lot of them, they go wasted. So 236 million of those days were completely forfeited. And so $65 billion in lost benefits to people simply because they don't take them. And so a few years ago, they started this holiday. I think it was in 2017. Basically to get people to sit down and actually plan out their vacation in January, because it shows that people who will actually take the time this early in the year to go, okay, I want to go here, we want to take off this time, put in those days at work, get the time off, make sure everybody's got it on the calendar, and just do it. Otherwise, people forget.
Actually, no, this brings up a good point. I'm going to need to take off a couple of days around September 18th because I'm going to a wedding in Canada. So,
well, we may or may not even have a show by then.
That's we'll have a show.
Worry about that.
I'm proud of you.
So thank you. Around the room, yes or no, has anybody here ever taken vacation at a workplace and then felt guilty about it?
No.
When you had it coming and it was your vacation, but you felt guilty, no?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Wow.
No, I work for my vacation.
You have?
But I have because depending on the work environment, sometimes you just feel like, well, I know I got 2 weeks vacation or whatever it is, but that's the wrong place to work if you feel like
you know, when we all went on vacation last summer to Germany and Limey was stuck here by himself, I did feel bad for about 2 seconds, and I was like, screw him.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed myself while you guys were gone.
Well, that was your choice. We didn't, like, exclude you. You know, you were offered
that. I wasn't invited. I mean, how messed up is that?
Sure you
get
were.
Get out of here.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here.
That's awful. Yes, I was. I was invited.
This is just my advice. I would suggest, and I find this a lot when I talk to people around St. Louis about travel, when it comes to vacation, for whatever reason, St. Louisans always go to the same places over and over and over and over. And so I would suggest, if you haven't in a while, try to find some place you have not gone in a while. I have a thing up at BillOnTheRoad.com, a top 20 road trips from St. Louis deal where you can scan through and go, oh, yeah, I've never been there, or I would like to go there again, haven't been in a while. I got it all broken down, the time it'll take you to drive there, the miles, things to do along the way. It's really simple to look through, but consider going to some place new because people get in these ruts and they go to the same places over and over and over, and so I think you would enjoy if you take the time to plan and go to somewhere new. So there you go. That's all I'm going to share with you today, but plan your vacation and use your vacation days.
There's your pickleball partner.
Yes. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road, not 590, the fan.
I want to say hello to Lori Anderson. Lori Anderson lives in Oakville. Dan, that used to be your neck of the woods, right?
Yeah, my daughter's there.
She works for Leo Pharma. That's not a person. That's a pharmaceutical company. So, long-time listener. Lori Anderson, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Kate Snow is a reporter on CBS. And every once in a while, in an effort to be...
Is she on NBC or CBS?
Hey, Frank,
CBS.
Frank, before you get into the story, by the way, you talked about the gal, Christine Armour from USA Today.
Hang on a second. I'm going to correct myself. I think she's CBS, but I'm not positive. Go ahead, Tim.
The Washington Post has suspended a female columnist for tweeting about Kobe Bryant's rape history as part of their coverage into the incident.
Ooh. And for those who missed the first hour, it ties right into what we were talking about with Nancy Armour's column.
Right.
First hour.
And
right.
She is NBC. Sorry, I just looked. I just saw her on the TV the other day, and I thought it was NBC.
But is she CBS?
No, she's on NBC.
Okay, well, that was my mistake. I thought it was CBS. But the point is, she's been around a long time. And she was attempting to do, I don't know, it's like everybody's in a contest to see who can say the most poignant thing about it. And she said something yesterday I thought was the stupidest thing. She said, and here are her words, "I think we all see ourselves in Kobe Bryant's family." No, what? I don't. No, I don't see myself at all. He's black and I'm not. He's an athlete and I'm not. He's very, very, very rich and I'm not. He has four daughters and I don't. What the heck kind of statement is that? We all see ourselves when we look at Kobe and his family. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. No, Kate, stop trying to be so dramatic. We don't see ourselves. There's very little that I can relate to when I look at Kobe Bryant or his family. Real quickly, an example of extremely experienced pilot making a bad decision. I've been watching and reading as much as I can about what other pilots are saying about this crash, and overwhelmingly, pilot error should not have gone up. It was too foggy. And then I read a couple of things about what an experienced pilot this guy was, and he was. He was an instructor, for goodness sakes, and he had a lot of experience. Good experienced pilots sometimes And many times well into their careers as pilots, when they've had thousands and thousands of hours to learn every scenario, still make bad decisions. And the best case is a local case, Alan Barklage. Now, Limey doesn't know who Alan Barklage was.
No.
Alan Barklage was one of the most likable people you'd ever encounter. He was a traffic reporter. He was in the air 6 hours every day, at least four, many times six, through morning drive time on the radio, giving and then back again in the afternoon in the air. He flew like 6 hours a day. He's a former military Vietnam chopper pilot. I flew with Alan many times. A wonderful guy and an experienced pilot. Yet, even Alan died because of a bad decision he made. And he made the decision to fly out of, a lot of people call it Parks Airport, downtown. It's actually downtown airport across the river in Cahokia. And he flew out of there in a, called a Mini 500. It's a home-built helicopter that he didn't even build. It's a single-seater, one person. The engine in it is a Bombardier engine. That's a Sea-Doo engine. That's a watercraft engine for those, one of those snowmobile type thing, two cycle little nothing engine. That in itself really wasn't the problem. Alan did the single, he made the single biggest mistake that a helicopter pilot can make. The number one killer of helicopter pilots is power lines. Absolutely number one. And he died running into a power line. And he took off and flew as he was ascending right over those massive power lines over at the airport. And when that engine popped and quit, he had only one direction to go, and that was down. And beneath him were these thick power lines. Should never, ever have taken off over those power lines until he gained enough altitude to avoid them. Alan was a wonderful guy, and he was a great pilot, but even he made a mistake. And I think sometimes it's no different than driving. We drive every day. We drive. How many of you, and everybody can answer yes to this, you've been driving and you realize you don't even remember making the turns.
Oh, I know.
The next thing, the next thing you know, you're home. You were that sort of out of it while you were driving and just complacent because you almost drives itself. You've done it. So that can happen in flying too. I have fallen asleep flying. Autopilot, nice, smooth air. You wake up, 20 minutes went by, and I was asleep. It's happened. So that guy could have been a great pilot, and was probably. One bad call, one maybe under pressure. It didn't seem to me like Kobe Bryant was a guy who would have pressured anything that would risk the life of his daughter. So it can happen, even with the best of pilots. Black Mamba. Anybody in the room know what that is?
It's a snake, isn't it?
That's Kobe Bryant's...
It's his sort of nickname, but he's named that not only because it is not only a snake, it is the most aggressive and fastest snake in the world, and that was his basketball. He was fast, and hence the name Black Mamba. The Black Mamba is a bad, bad snake. Its ground speed is up to 12 miles an hour. That doesn't sound very fast. You can't run that fast. That's a fast snake. And it's deadly. It'll kill a human in less than 15 minutes if it bites a human being.
Do you know why they call it the Black Mamba?
Well, it's black.
Well, the inside of
most of them.
The inside of its mouth is pure black. That's where it gets the black from.
It's as black as asphalt.
Yeah.
Unlike a cotton mouth, which is white. When a Black Mamba opens that mouth, it's pitch dark black in there. That's the reason for the name Black Mamba. Let's get the ladies. I want to give whatever his name is.
Mike.
I don't remember his name. Yeah, I'm kidding. I remember his name. Ladies, get in here.
Ooh, that's nice.
Two completely deaf people get married, and they really love each other.
What?
See, I thought about that, but I'm more of a professional than you.
See, Dan, that's too easy. It's too obvious. Two deaf people. What? Too easy. So they get married, they're really in love, but sex is a struggle at night because they communicate with, sign language, but in the bedroom it's dark and they can't communicate with signing. It's too dark to read each other's lips. So after several nights, after the wedding night, they've been fumbling around and misunderstanding each other in the dark. The wife figures out a solution. So she writes a note to her husband before bed that night. She says on the note, she says, honey, why don't we just agree on some simple signals? For example, tonight or any night, if you want to have sex with me, reach over and squeeze my left breast. And if you don't want to have sex, just reach over and squeeze my right breast. So he takes the notepad and he goes, it's a great idea. If you want to have sex with me, reach over and pull on my penis one time. If you don't, pull on it 75 times.
Time for a check on traffic with Tori Lyon.
This report sponsored by the T.J. Martell Foundation. Join the T.J. Martell Foundation in their fight against leukemia, cancer, and AIDS. Your support helps facilitate cutting-edge research that will lead to more effective treatments. Visit tjmartell.org to learn more about music's promise for a cure. Eastbound 70 past Cave Springs, that stalled tractor trailer's been moved to the right shoulder. You've got an accident westbound 70 west of Highway 79. Earlier stall westbound 44 at 270, accident two right lanes eastbound 44 at Jefferson, and construction backing up northbound 255 at Illinois 157. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Vacation, our most valuable time. As time goes by and we look back, it's the vacation adventures that bring family memories in the common focus. And what better way to create those memories than to experience the real America in an RV? It's the journey, not the destination, that brings the family together. Hello, I'm Russ Patton. For over 50 years, Byerly has been outfitting families for RV travel. From camping trailers to motorhomes, Byerly in Eureka is the place to come. Acres of RVs, the area's largest parts store, and service bays that reach to the sky. Byerly promises the highest value for the lowest price.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care
for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Byerly. Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Each summer, Midwest Children's Burn Camp assists youth burn survivors, and now you can help too. Each time the St. Louis Blues score a power play goal during the 2020 regular season, Ameren, Missouri will donate $500 to one local kids' charity to help kids achieve their goal. From now until January 31st, go to AmerenMissouri.com/blues to vote for Midwest Children's Burn Camp. Vote today and help the kids score big this month.
At Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, our mission is to provide our fans, racers, and sponsors with a first-class and up-close personal racing experience. This includes unprecedented access to the drag strip, the oval, the road racing track, and a nationally sanctioned karting track, plus special events such as concerts and corporate functions for year-round activities. And it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
Well, he was born in Hawaii, and for quite some time he lived in Southern California. Now he lives in Dallas, Texas, and I get the impression maybe he's, I don't know, jonesing, as they say, for different weather. I keep looking at the rain and the storms down in Dallas. His name is Mike Evans, and he has a wonderful sponsor, Annie Gunn's Restaurant, and they also own the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door in Chesterfield Valley, east of most of the other stuff. If you go to Annie Gunn's, you won't forget it. It is a tremendous restaurant. You'll need reservations for dinner, and I recommend them for lunch. They're closed only on Monday, and gift cards are always a great idea. Who would not want and love to get a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market? From Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans. So how are you liking that that Dallas now that you've been there long enough to make a call?
I don't like Dallas.
See?
Really? You don't?
When you move there, I don't think you're a, that's a big city. I mean, Dallas is a huge place, and I think you're more comfortable in a Springfield, Missouri, Palm Springs type, because I don't like big cities either. And then there's that unpredictable weather.
You know, the people are nice, and we moved here to be close to grandkids, and that's wonderful, and that makes up for it all. But as far as, I mean, I hate the weather. I mean, it's like, you know, and I mean, the people are nice, but you're right, it's a big city.
And let's put it this way, take the kids out of the equation, you wouldn't live there.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even consider it. We were thinking about buying just a small little place to get away for a few months during the winter, either back in Palm Springs or maybe in like Daytona, Florida or someplace. But I think what we're going to do, like for $2,500 a month, you can rent a place, you know, 2 or 3 months a year. We'll just go rent someplace in different, you know, Palm Springs 1 year, Phoenix 1 year. You know what I mean? What do you think of that?
I think it's a great idea because when you have a place anywhere, that's where you go, because why not? You own it, it's sitting there, it's costing you money, and when you do what you're talking about doing, which a lot of people do, you get a chance to get a little taste of all kinds of towns in America.
Yeah, and we would only go to places that were warm. Yeah. And when you think about it, it's like, okay, so we spent 3 months, spending $6,000 or $7,000 for 3 months rent. Well, that would just pay the taxes on a house for 1 year.
No, that's pretty steep.
Not
taxes,
to mention the upkeep, the cost.
In total, you'd probably spend at least 2/3 of that. You're right. If you had a place.
So what's going on? Popular question: name the name of the celebrity who's a great bowler, bowled 300 twice. He once punched Robert De Niro right in the face and broke his nose.
Good.
He loves watching old comedians. His favorite comedians are Laurel and Hardy, and he sold lumber as a kid. Who is this guy? Bill Murray, Robert Duvall, Tom Selleck, Sam Elliott. Answer in a minute. Hot scoop. An impeccable source tells me, and this person is never wrong, that Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston have had several dates over the last couple of months. In fact, Brad spent part of Christmas at Jennifer's Bel Air mansion.
Well,
same source. By the way, this source is in England. It was a big wig, one of the papers there. Says that Homie Harry, that's what we're calling him now, Homie Harry, leaving the royal family, is upset the 93-year-old Queen Elizabeth so much that she's in poor health. Since it happened, has also canceled all personal appearances. Well, I'm sure she's not happy about it, but being 93 years old, I can understand her cutting back personal appearances, too.
Well, if she dies in the next couple of years, it's on him, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You bet. Music notes. The Go-Go's are planning a summer reunion tour. I think they're coming to St. Louis. Reminds me that Belinda Carlisle, the Go-Go's leader, used to pound on the back door of KROQ, K-Rock, when I did mornings there, the back door of the studios, with a cassette of their We Got the Beat that they recorded in their garage, begging us to play the cassette, and we did, and they got a record deal.
Now tell the truth. Did you say I'll play the cassette if you'll have sex with me? Did you do that?
I didn't go that far, but there were favors of
missed opportunities.
You know what?
Way to go, man.
I worked at a music station along when I first got into radio, and the Go-Go's were big back then, and they had Our Lips Are Sealed, and someone would call in and say, hey, can you play that new song by the Go-Go's, Eyelids of Seals?
Okay. Madonna has started her European tour this week and already canceled 4 dates.
Yeah. Yay. And as Bill Clevelin would say, yeah, who cares?
Yeah. There you go. Where is that Bill Clevelin?
He just left early.
Yeah.
He's busy, busy.
Check this out, though. Hollywood Vampires are adding dates to their tour. They may be coming to St. Louis. You know who the Hollywood Vampires are, don't you?
No. Nope. I don't.
Vampires they are Johnny Depp, Alice Cooper, and Aerosmith's Joe Perry.
Really?
Wow.
And they're really, really good. Johnny Depp's been in the band since he was 12 years old. He can really play. He's currently doing some touring with Aerosmith, playing rhythm guitar with Aerosmith and singing.
Dan, you'll be all over that.
Oh, yeah. I like
Hollywood
Alice
Vampires,
Cooper.
Dan. Hollywood Vampires.
I really like Alice Cooper.
Play golf with that guy. He's a good golfer, too. Palm Springs. Shop Talk, that movie, The Cats, was such a huge bomb, it has caused NBC Universal its first earnings loss in 3 years. Lost $100 million.
Terrible movie.
TV news, B positive. B as in the blood type, positive. Comedy created by the comedy genius Chuck Lorre. It's about a very, very odd guy who needs a kidney and hooks up with his very, very odd ex-girlfriend. She gives him the kidney, and they decide to go out and tour the United States and let all the chips fall where they may. It's being called the most bizarre journey in TV history. CBS picked up 20 episodes of Be Positive is the name of it. What do you think of that, homie?
I'm not sure I understand the concept. Just because somebody gave you a kidney, you're going to see the country together. I don't know.
She may not. I think this guy doesn't know if he's going to live even with this new kidney.
Well, then that would make sense.
It's a little fun on that. Is it true? A NTSB official claiming confidentiality says Kobe's crash was 100% pilot error. He ignored air traffic controller's orders, was flying too low after being told to increase altitude. Helicopter was going 170 miles an hour instead of under 100. No doubt 100% pilot error. It could have and should have been avoided.
No surprise there, huh?
By the way, there's going to be a huge tribute to Kobe on the Oscars. And finally, he broke Robert De Niro's nose. He likes to bowl. He loves Laurel and Hardy, and he sold lumber as a kid. Bill Murray, Robert Duvall, Tom Selleck, Sam Elliott.
I'll go Robert Duvall.
Wow, I was going to go Robert Duvall.
Bill Murray.
I'm also go Bill Murray.
He broke Robert De Niro's nose when De Niro didn't duck while they were staging a fight while shooting the movie Mad Dog and Glory. Bill Murray.
Yes.
Wow.
I am on a hot streak.
I'm taking my business.
Tim, you and me, buddy.
Yep, I got
Bill Murray. I am on a hot streak. I got like 4 or 5 in a row. I can't believe it. I need to go celebrate somehow. Well, thank you so much for being with us. We are glad you were. We hope you'll be back here tomorrow because we'll be here because we're workaholics. Thank a police officer or firefighter. Every chance you get, please do that. They'd appreciate it. Other than that, have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen,
No point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye,
Dan.
Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye,
St. Louis. Bye-bye.
Thursday night at 6:30, the Fighting Illini take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers.
590 KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
You're listening to T.R. Hughes Super Bowl Week, driven by Munganess Alton Toyota and sponsored by Liquid Spirits, Tri-Ken Consulting, Westport Social, Glory Pro Wrestling, the Inskip Law Firm, Western Illinois University, and Pro Cryo Plus on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And welcome on in to Tuesday's night's edition of T.R. Hughes Homes Super Bowl Week from Radio Row in Miami, Florida. It is, of course, driven by Munganess Toyota in Alton, and it's me, Joe Roderick, alongside Howard Balzer. And Howard, we're going from 6 to 7 again tonight with a few interviews that we have done here on Radio Row, as we will be with you all week long right here on 590, the fan, right here on T.R. Hughes Home Super Bowl Week.
And mostly from Radio Row, but of course, Monday evening
yeah.
at the raucous...